call these things that people smoke? Some people smoke.
You mean cigarettes, cigars, pipes, marijuana? Pot.
Pot, yeah. Well, what about, say, if some people were at a party and somebody sat down at the piano, people might stand around and start
vocalizing, I believe they call it.
Or you might just say
singing. Of course, now they might refer to it there. You have to be a little vocalized. Get enough home brewing, that'd be a good job.
Or if somebody told a funny story, everybody might start
laughing.
Say, if somebody offered to do you a favor, you might say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be
obligated.
What about if somebody asked you to do a certain job? You might say, well, sure,
I'd be glad to try. Or I'd be glad to accommodate.
Or I can do that.
Or I can do it.
Or what about, on the other hand, if you're not able to do something, you might say, well, I'd like to, but...
I'd like to, but I'm not capable of that. You can ask Joe to do it over here.
Or just can't do
it. I can't do it.
Say, if you had been working all day, and somebody came to you around sundown, asked you to do something, what might you say to them?
I'd say, I'm too tired. I'm supposed to be at home at this time. I'd like to accommodate you, but I'm too tired of that.
Or what about, say, if you were looking at your corn out in the field and it seemed to be particularly short for this time of year, you might say, well, that's funny. At this time of year, it
should be further along or finish growth.
Or what about, say, if a boy got a whipping and you heard about it, you might say, well, I'll bet he did something. He
should have done. Or he's a little crook. No, I wouldn't say that. But he probably misbehaved and didn't correct him.
You ever hear people around here say something like, well, I'll bet he did something he oughtn't have?
Oughtn't, yes. I bet he did something he shouldn't have done. We'd say, of course, now I don't hear the word oughtn't used very much.
Or what about, say, maybe the corn ought to be taller this time?
Well, I've heard that.
Or say if you had, say if you were refusing to do something in a very strong way, you might say, well, now, I don't care how many times you ask me to do it.
I'm not going to do it. I won't do it.
Or say about suggesting the possibility of your being able to do something. You might say, well, I'm not sure, but
I'll try it. I think I can.
Or perhaps I might be able to do that.
Well, I'd say I don't think I can. I don't know if I can do it or not, but I think I can. I'll try it. That'd be my expression.
What, moving on to something else, what do you call this bird that's supposed to be able to see in the dark?
Well, I would call it an owl. We have two varieties of owls. We have a hoot owl and we have a screech owl.
Is one bigger than the other one?
Yes, the hoot owl. Of course, now, I haven't seen owls in years. The hoot owl is quite a lot larger than what we call a screech owl. I don't know the proper name of a screech owl, but that's the local reference to it. Maybe proper, I don't know.
I've never heard it called anything else other than screech owl. Well, what about this bird that drills holes in trees?
Well, I think they call it a woodcock, or we call it a woodpecker, or a yellowhammer.